T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, pretend for a minute that it actually happened. What would that have meant for San Francisco? Would the city have gone into emergency mode? How would they have handled it?
Well, that would have been a big open question, and one that would have put a lot of local officials on the spot. On one hand, you would have the idea of sanctuary city, embrace all, we'll turn out the troops, we'll get together with the faith-based community, we will figure out a way to handle this, we will stand tall, we will resist, we will help our fellow brothers and sisters in humankind. The other move would be, possibly, to sue the Trump administration to stop it. That would be the natural thing that they've done, other edicts from the president, whether it's travel bans or other intentions on funding for sanctuary cities, sue to stop it. You could have headlines that say San Francisco officials sue to stop sanctuary immigrants from coming into city or being dumped. It's a catch-22 that we've seen before in the Bay Area, sanctuary versus the realities of a system that people may not agree with but are having to live with.
In fact, the Bay Area has sort of squeezed out a number of detention facilities where those being held for alleged crimes or for immigration violations were being held.
That's right. You know, for years, immigration ICE would rent space in county jails around the state, around the country. They would set aside some beds there, and the county would be reimbursed for holding them while they were going to deportation hearings or asylum hearings or whatever, going back and forth, or people awaiting deportation. Now, over the years, as you pointed out, counties decided to opt out of that for the reasons, especially when the Trump administration came in, saying that we don't agree with the policy, we're not going to be part of roundups, so stop the contracts. And they did, except the last one we had was in Contra Costa County, West Contra County out there. Sheriff Livingston was still holding about 169 immigrants. And so then it got contentious because people were saying, the conditions aren't good. People are being denied visitations or being held in solitaire. Things are going wrong out there. We don't agree with that. Demonstrations were happening regularly out at the facility, almost making it impossible for the rest of the jail to operate. And eventually, the county just said, okay, enough is enough. And last July, they said, no more detainees. We're not going to be doing it anymore. Those people who were, some of them were from the Bay Area, who were being held there, who had court dates in the Bay Area, family in the Bay Area, the lawyers were in the Bay Area, everybody was in the Bay Area to visit them and such and help it out. Bam! They found themselves being shipped off to facilities in Colorado and Washington State, far away from their families, their lawyers, and everybody else. And people cried foul then. So take your pick, Stan, and that's the way it goes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.